Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. I hope you've had a wonderful 2 weeks and see a lot of rainbows in the sky, sunshine, fluffy clouds, blue oceans, and sparkling unicorns. Sparkling unicorns. Today on the Joyful Manifestation Show, we can talk a little bit about visualizing what you want into existence. Visualizing in your mind's eye what you really, really want, and using your senses to feel what you want into existence. When we eat food, our sensory perception is high. We are tasting everything. We actually relish the food, completely enjoy it, savor it. Our taste buds are working. We feel so good when we're eating. Saliva secreted. And we enjoy the taste of the food. For a lot of people, they feel the same way about wine. For some other people, they love ice creams and chocolate. When you eat food, it's a sensory adventure. Whew, it feels so good to be able to enjoy the taste. Even before eating, we think about the food that we're going to eat. And there are two types of eating. We eat for good health. Let's think of a big bowl of salad. Are we really enjoying the salad even before it comes to our table? Do we think about it and feel, oh my God, that's so good. I would love to have some salad today. It's not as much as when we think of some other items of food which are way up in our list of priorities where food is concerned, where taste is concerned. For some people, it's Mexican food. For some people, it's Indian food. For some people, it's Chinese. For some, it's French. And so on and so forth. Italian. Let's not forget Italian. Just thinking about it makes us want to have it. It just feels so good just thinking about it. And then we either go shopping for the ingredients so that we can make it, or we find a restaurant that we would love to visit and have a meal of these fantastic items that we're already processing through our mind. We're savoring the thoughts of having this food, and it's going through our body, and it's going through the internal parts of us, the various layers of us, and we are relishing and savoring all of these items. In the beginning, I said about how we feel when we think of salad. Sometimes, of course, the crunchy taste or the nice feel of the salad leaves does make us want to eat. But yet, compared to many other foods that are higher in fat and taste, salad is way down. At least for me, it is. Salad is something that does not get my juices going, does not make me want to savor the thought and then the taste of salad. That's more on an off day than an on day. I'm talking of me personally right now, but there are various of the foods that are way up in my list. I think of them and, oh my God, I just want to eat. I just want to have it. It prompts me to get up and take action. Either go buy the ingredients if I don't already have in my refrigerator to make, or go to a restaurant, have these foods. Just before the show, I was feeling this desire for something sweet and cool. I could think of the fruits that I had in my refrigerator. I have some protein powder. I have almond milk. I kind of tossed them all together, put them together, and made myself a giant milkshake. It took care of my desire for something sweet and cool. Now, of course, this is healthy for me. In the list of healthy items, I could have easily gone for an ice cream, you know, one of these yogurt shops, and then had one of those yogurt ice creams, dumped a lot of stuff into it. But what I thought of is the items in my refrigerator, and I put them together to make this giant milkshake with the protein powder and the almond milk. It took care of what I was feeling, and that was this desire for something sweet and cool. And at the same time, I think it is relatively healthy. On the list of things that I could have that would satisfy this desire for something sweet and cool. And this is how we use our sensors, sensory mechanisms, our desire, taste buds, just thinking of what we want to have. The desire comes up for something sweet, cool, and then my mind starts to imagine the various items that would fit this desire. Yes, my mind came up with an ice cream. My mind came up with slice of brownie with ice cream on top. Then it came up with yogurt ice cream. And then it came up with this huge glass of milkshake. Which fruits and almond milk, protein powder. It was fantastic. Obviously, I got off my chair and I went and I actually took the trouble of making it. I felt an equal amount of satisfaction and even more so having it than I would have had any one of these other items, because these other items, immediately my mind goes into, well, that is equal to so many calories and this is equal to so much fat and that is equal to so much sugar. The alternate being this huge glass of protein fruit milkshake with almond milk. It felt good to me, and I had it. My desire for something sweet and cold is now satisfied. Desire comes up for food, and then we talk about desire for material items, money, for a house, for a vacation, for a man. These desires come up one by one. When the desire for something comes up, then we try to fit items that we can think of into this desire to see if that particular item would fulfill this desire. Example, let's say I'm thinking of fictitious Jane. Let's bring her in. Fictitious Jane is thinking of love or sex or a combination of the two, both together. Then she thinks, I'm having this desire for love and sex. What is it that I could fit? What would take care of this desire? And then she thinks of various alternatives that she has, all the men that she knows, all the men that she can know. She starts to fit things together and she says, okay, fictitious Jack can take care of it. Fictitious John can take care of it. Fictitious Tom can take care of it. I don't think fictitious Drake is going to be able to handle it at all. I don't even find him interesting. And I don't think that fictitious Rick is going to be able to handle me. And I really don't want to kiss fictitious Rick. The thought of kissing him in my mind actually takes my desire away. She tries to fit various people into that mold into the desire and see if they can satisfy. And now if she feels that they can satisfy, she has choices. If she knows the person really well, she can call the person and or do something else. If she doesn't know the person very well, or she doesn't have somebody there to take care of the desire, she can visualize. And while visualizing, she can think of everything that Jake or Tom or John can do for her to satisfy her desire. And as she's visualizing, she's enjoying and savoring the thoughts, the experience. This is going out into space. And if she doesn't know the person, or if she knows the person, but she cannot right now call and say, hey, you know what, come over, or let's talk, let's go on a date. If she can't do that, then she can visualize and enjoy the feeling and the experience. And this energy of enjoyment is going out into space. It becomes part of her mindset. It becomes part of her aura. Goes out into space. This desire is caught by some person who has an equal desire, or the universe tries to match someone or create someone for her, manifest someone for her, and her feelings of desire and enjoying the thought of making love with any one of these men. And she has in her mind an image. He could look like this, he could look like that. She's enjoying the thought of him touching her and her touching him. The whole thing goes out. Universe returns a match. If she is not blocked, fictitious Jane will attract that into her experience sooner or later. Most times it's sooner rather than later. She can have what she really wants to have. This is visualization and manifesting using visuals. It's not just a process of imagining something. I'm thinking of this blonde guy and he's gorgeous, and I'm thinking of this dark-haired man and he's gorgeous. He's 6 feet something and he's got these shoulders and I'm just thinking of him. But it's also the feeling that goes along with it. All of this together creates a big package. The whole thing carries so much weight that literally it's returned back to fictitious Jane, and she ends up enjoying this in her moment of now. Joyful manifestation is about feeling joy. When choosing, if fictitious Jane is not able to feel at that moment good about anything because she's down in the dumps, or she's feeling emotional and sad and hurt and angry, what she can think of is the outcome. The outcome of what she would like to have, and then feel good about the outcome. For example, if fictitious Jane is really upset right now with fictitious Jake, and she can imagine being in a good space with Jake right now, what she can do is imagine the outcome of, like, a very good outcome. Go out of the present moment. Get out of the present moment when there is a lot of anger going on, or sadness or depression, and not feeling as if it's going to happen. She can go to a future moment where she imagines herself and fictitious Jake doing some nice activities together, enjoying something, making love, holding each other's hand. By enjoying that outcome in her mind, she can make a choice about Jake and think to herself, you know, right now, I don't feel so confident about Jake. I'm not sure he's paying me any attention. But in the future, there could be this moment where he and I are sitting together and we are having a really good time enjoying each other. She's thinking of that outcome. Every time people don't feel like they want to do something immediately, and there are certain tasks like working out or working on your business portfolio, working on your website, making changes on it, it doesn't feel so good. However, when you think of clients calling, people calling, business coming from it, the outcome, that can really make a person want to go and work on his or her website, make the changes that are required, put in the keywords that are required, or get somebody else to make the changes, because the outcomes that he can think of are really good. All of this has the visuals behind it. Using your mind's eye to fantasize and to think of fantastic number of people calling you. Oh, this is the phone that I'm going to allocate to texts that are coming in. There is this desire to have people call, because these visuals create satisfaction and contentment. What we're doing right now is we're visualizing that business and people calling us. It's not just a mental image. Now, this mental image is triggering a whole bunch of sensory feelings, and you can almost feel it inside your mouth. When you think of a cool drink, what do you feel in your mouth? You feel this desire to that drink against your lips and take a sip. And this feeling of wanting to do something, it goes inside you, like the insides of you, and it travels up and down inside you. It's good energy. It's fantastic energy. All these visuals are triggering these movements inside of you, and you're feeling that with you. You feel like it's with you. It's yours. You're enjoying it in your current moment. Your mouth is literally watering. Okay, don't take this to the extreme, but you feel as if your mouth is literally watering because you can savor having that thing with you. This is a joyful manifestation, the visualization part of it, because when you're savoring something, you're in the moment of joy. You're feeling joy. You're not feeling lack, because with lack comes the feeling of emptiness, not the feeling of savoring. You're fulfilled. You're contented. You're enjoying the thought of having that. It doesn't matter what it is. If it's money, if it is love, if it's sex, if it's food, if it's a cool drink, it doesn't matter what it is. It's a thought of renting a beach house and seeing yourself in the beach house in some fantastic island, in a fantastic place with someone that you really like, and having fun. Getting up in the morning, making breakfast together, or enjoying the ocean view, even if you want to do it all alone. It's okay. If you want to do it with your family, with kids, it's okay. If you want to do it with your lover, it's okay. Anything is okay. Everything goes, whatever you want. And you can savor it and literally feel like your mouth is watering, because you're feeling as if you're taking it inside of you. You're putting it inside of you. From your mind's eye, you're visualizing and you're feeling and you're taking everything in, and you're creating for yourself. You're joyfully manifesting what you want into existence. This is a completely different vibration from not having something. Because when you don't have something, you cannot savor it because it's not there. We are stepping into money manifestation now, work and career. If you're taking 2 to 3 minutes break, so listen to some music and we're coming back. Hold on tight.
All in my brain, gold watches, gold chain, gold dollar champagne, yeah, my money insane, yeah, I'm making it rain, but I was just on a plane, buying gear, flying here, the smurfs, it's my time of year, if I'm in the club, I get 100 stacks, I'm always rolling up, so I get love from that, then sold my swag, but I don't want it bad, man, I was on this, but now I'm on to that, you see, I'm in my closet, for a song to rap, was either in or out, now I'm going bad, man, got so much money, I should start a bank. So much paper right in front of me, it's hard to think. Pop so many bottles, it's gonna be hard to drink. But I'm still growing up, my family here, and they rolling up, so I'm build a bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm throwing mine, cause my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I come from, the only thing we know is the bigger the bill, the harder you fall. Well, I'm going mad, it's my money long. The quicker you hit, the faster you go. That's why where I've come from, the only thing we know is.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're into money manifestation now, work and career. In part one of the show, we started talking about visualizing what you want into existence. And feeling as if you have it with you. And in order to feel as if you have it with you, you're savoring the thought of it. And you're allowing this feeling of having it to go inside of you, to flood you. We started talking about food. Food is the easiest thing that people can relate to because most people have access to good food. They know that if they think of something that they want to eat, they can pretty much make it happen. For most people, we're talking in abundance levels here. We're talking about most people having access to the foods that they want to have. And they can think about it. And when they think about it, they can think of how it feels to them. To have it in their mind's eye. Oh, I can see myself eating this slice of pizza. I see myself sinking my teeth into it. I see myself savoring the toppings. What are the toppings that I would like to have on my pizza? And in my mind's eye, I'm putting together various toppings. Oh, this feels good. That feels good. I think olives and onions and bell peppers can go together. It feels really good to taste this in my mouth. I wonder what kind of cheese I'm going to put on it. Do I have goat cheese today? What are the sauces that I would like? I can feel myself putting my pizza together in my mind's eye. Then I think of where I can get this from. Do I do a quick search on Google? See what are the nearest pizza places? Or do I get up, look at the ingredients in my pantry, and figure out how to make a pizza pie? Thinking of food and savoring it, putting together everything in your mind's eye, it makes the juices run. It makes your mouth water. Just that feeling of, oh, I would love to have it. It makes one want to take action. And whatever action needs to be taken to have that pizza. Of course, we're talking of desire and we're talking of visualization and if we're talking about feeling good about what we're going to have. You're not talking right now of a person could be on a diet and if the person's intention is to lose weight, then the desire to see oneself in a slimmer body, a more healthier body, might overrule the desire for the pizza. Again, here the senses are working. There's a visual going on. There's an alternate image being created. Oh, but I think I was on this health kick, health routine, and in this health routine, I am working out so much and I want to look like this because I want to wear the dress. I want to wear the dress and I don't want this pizza affecting that image of me wearing the dress. The visual is shifting and it's going to how fictitious Jane is going to look in that dress. So she's just superimposed her image of the pizza with the image of her in the dress. Again, she's using visuals and she's savoring the thought of how she's going to look in the dress. Feels better to her than the pizza right now. This is free will. There's a mix of intellect and visuals, everything going on together because there are choices being made between one and the other. Let's say fictitious Jane tells herself, you know, I have ample time to fall back, to go back to my health routine. I think I can go with my dream about the pizza. So she continues with her pizza dream. And she says, I'm putting my health thing on a shelf for a couple of days. And I'm going to binge on this pizza. Or I'm going to have a couple of slices. Let's check out the places that are going to bring this pizza to me. So she can continue with the thought of the pizza. And go with that. And visual thought is creating feelings of feeling happy about doing what she's going to do. She could go in that direction. And all the time she's having the free will to choose. She can choose between having this great body, having this fantastic pizza. And then thinking to herself, well, just because I have this pizza today, it's not going to completely spoil my routine unless I'm going to be binging on pizza for the next few days. I can keep my routine, my health kick on a shelf and then continue with my pizza. Money manifestation, work and career, visualizing what you want into existence. What is it that you really want? Money is like pizza. Okay, money can buy a lot of things, so it has a lot of benefits. I'm not sure about the benefits of pizza, but money has a lot of benefits. And when you think of money, you can almost taste it too, because money buys things. You can think of money by itself and the thought of having so much money in your hand. Money, 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 having a bunch of money in your hand feels so good. It feels so good compared to having $10 in your hand. Let's say there's money and you're using these visuals. Let's sit together. Think of money. We are sitting in our respective seats and sofas and chairs and couches and floor, wherever it is that you're sitting, even in our cars. And we're imagining money now. Just be with me. Think of one single note. It could be a dollar note. How do you feel when you think of a dollar note? It feels good. It's okay. It's nice. I like a dollar note. It feels good. But how much can it buy? Now think of many dollar notes. Even a bunch of dollar notes. It feels better. Oh, I feel so much happier because I have so much more money and I can use it to buy so many more things. The red carpets in various department stores have just rolled open for me. So they put those red carpets out and say, welcome, welcome into our store because you're going to be able to buy all of these things, but this is a bunch of dollar notes and it felt better than one single dollar, but it's still a bunch of dollar notes, single dollars. Let's turn that into one $20 note. And how does it feel? $20 can get me a somewhat mediocre, decent meal. Mediocre, decent meal. $20 for one person. I can get one item. Okay, this is, you're not talking of Burger King, you're not talking of Magdy's, but I can get one item, but I can buy something with $20. Okay, now let's expand and think of many more $20 notes, a bunch of them. God, that's a jump from one single dollar note to bunch of single dollar notes to one $20 note to a bunch of $20 notes. Your purchasing power has just increased tremendously. This is when the red carpet to the department stores really start rolling out for you, because they can recognize money. They smell money on you. And they say, oh, that's money walking towards us. Let's roll out the red carpet. Ding, 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 ding. Okay, that's the imaginary bell that they're ringing. This bunch of $20 notes really feels good because now you can really eat well for quite some time, maybe a couple of days at least, if you keep spending in all the restaurants. But if you start buying things, even this bunch of $20 notes is going to get over pretty soon. We expand this bunch of $20 notes into many bunches of $20 notes. We keep adding $50 bunches. We add a few $100 bunches, and money energy is increasing enormously. Start to feel so much more money falling on top of you. It's pouring out from the skies. Wherever you look, there are these bunches of dollars. But you could single dollars, $20 bunches, $50 bunches, $100 bunches, and they're just lying everywhere. You're feeling so good because the world just opened up. Lots of good things that you can now do with all of this money. How do you feel when you're visualizing? Is it just that you're using your mind's eye? Are you feeling as if you're in a clinical place? You know what I mean, correct? Clinics. They have white walls and they're not very decorated. Do you feel like that? Or do you feel as if you can relish and savor the thought of all of this money around you, inside you, in your energy system? All these dollar notes are crowding into you right now. They're crowding into your cells, and they're literally behind your eyes, in your ears, on your feet. In my country, we avoid touching money with our feet. So I have to tell you this because money is associated with the goddess of fortune. We generally don't touch things with our feet because it's considered disrespectful. I'll just take the money away from the feet part. It's all over our bodies. This money is falling on top of us. It's getting inside of us because that's very important, to be jammed with money inside, just not outside, but it's all inside, and you're being crowded with a lot of money. And wherever you go, wherever you walk, you're a walking, talking money machine. You're made of money. You are made of money. And you're beeping out this money. And wherever you go, there is money falling from your cells. Like all your cells are throwing out little dollar signs. And you're like, beep, 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 dollar sign here, dollar sign there, everywhere. And how do you feel? Are you tasting the money? Is your mind completely filled with all this money, or do you have lack going on? Do you feel disbelief? Are you feeling uncomfortable? Are you feeling as if you're on unfamiliar ground, or you're not on familiar ground? How do you feel? How you feel matters. How you really, really, really feel matters. If you have a problem enjoying this money and letting it be with you and inside you, and you're not scared, you're well on your way to being a money manifesting machine. You're well on your way to be made of money. And how do you feel? Is your mind crowded with single dollar bills, $20 bills, $50 bills, $100 bills? whatever country you are in, if you're listening to the show, either now or later on as a podcast or a rerun, or you're listening to my recording on my page, whatever country you are in, whatever currency that you have, you can replace that or you can add it to all of these dollars, because I know dollars work almost everywhere. Have these dollars, have your currency, have everything mixed together. It doesn't really matter. But if you're feeling good, if you're feeling fine, if you can taste this money, you're feeling really, really good right now, think of everything that you can buy with it. Think of that updated washing machine and dryer that you had your eyes on, the latest refrigerator, great laptop, fantastic furniture, clothes. You're wearing good clothes and you can walk into a boutique, order whatever you want to. There's this place that I have. It's a really nice boutique. I get a lot of my stuff there. What I do is I just tell the person, if you see something that you think I'm going to like, call me, text me, let me know. It could be that they get something and I'm not there at that time. I don't see it, then I might miss it. If there's a boutique that I like and I buy things there regularly, I give them my number and I say, do call me when you think that you have something that I would like. They do that. They call me and they let me know, okay, guess what? We have this today. I think you're going to like it. That helps me a lot. You can see yourself doing these things, going to favorite places, and you become the repeat customer and you tell them to let you know when they get something nice and they'll do it for you because they like repeat business. They like good customers. They like you spending your money there and they like you wearing their clothes. They will be nice. You start to think of what you can do with your money. If you want to be successful and you want to walk a certain way, talk a certain way, move a certain way, live a certain way, you can start to incorporate various habits that help you be that person, help you project that person, and you go to a place, you know that you're a repeat customer, you have all of this money, and you can see yourself doing it in your mind's eye. Right now, you're with me. See yourself going to places in letting them know, look, I would really appreciate if you can text me when you get something that you think I would like to buy from you. They will do it. So you see yourself doing all of these things. You're creating yourself and creating an image for yourself as to how you want to look going forward in whatever direction that you want. If you feel uncomfortable in the moment, don't. Please don't, because it's okay to have money. It's okay to buy things. It's okay to be happy. It's really, really okay. Again, I want to bring up part of my culture, and we have gods and goddesses representing the all. They're supposed to represent various aspects of the all. The gods and goddesses are dressed in silks and gold and diamonds. They have all of these luxurious items. Indian gods and goddesses, they're dressed to kill. They've got the latest fashions. They've got silk flowing, diamonds, gold. They're adorned with all of this jewelry. So beautiful. Got this gorgeous hair flowing. Beautiful skin, beautiful lips, beautiful eyes, eyebrows. They're just doing so well. The gods and goddesses are not trying to teach a lesson. They're not trying to say, oh, you need to be humble, or you need to do this, or you need to do that. They are representing abundance. And the goddess of abundance represents that. She's not trying to teach you a lesson about humility, or not trying to be bigger than who you are. She's not trying to do that. The goddess of abundance wants to shower her abundance on you. That's why she's there, to give you abundance, to make you feel abundant, because she's abundant. She comes from source. She is source. Source is abundance. Source wants you to have all of this money, because if you have this money, then you're in good vibrations. You could take your fortunes, go into some place and buy some of their things, increase the economy, the flow of money. You're increasing the flow. You're allowing this flow to circulate all around you. You're the center of your universe and you're spreading it around. The goddess of abundance wants you to do that, and she does not judge you. All she wants to do is to shower you with more and more money. Now, do you feel all of these gold coins falling on top of you? It's a gentle flow. You're not being drowned or hurt in any way. It's not an avalanche, but it's a gentle flow of gold and dollar signs and tiny, tiny, beautiful, precious stones. And they're falling on top of you. And how do you feel? Do you feel like you deserve it? Like you're worth it? As you feel it, some cobwebs in the mind are blown away. Do you feel these cobwebs being blown away? If they never existed, it's fine. But if the cobwebs did exist, do you feel them being blown away? Now, even if you don't have a business, it's okay. But having these fantastic money vibrations is going to help you in your job. And how does it help you? Let's say fictitious Jane is a temporary worker, a temporary employee, and she is being given so many dollars every 2 weeks. She doesn't have any extra things like medical, none of these things, no benefits. As a temporary employee, she also feels, okay, we're bringing a little bit of lack in, okay? So don't tune into this lack. Stay in the money energy. We're just talking about this lack for practical purposes. Don't tune into it and don't feel it, right? She is wondering how many more months she's going to continue to be lucky enough to have this job if she can be converted into a permanent position. Her money vibrations could be up and down, up and down, up and down. 1 minute she thinks that, oh, I have this temporary job. I'm so lucky. And the next minute, oh my God, it can go away anytime. I'm not permanent yet. Then she can think of her cash flow. Well, at least it's better than when I had no job and I have all of this money coming in right now, even if it's not that much. And then she thinks of the negative, and that is, but I have to pay around $400 for my medical insurance every month. They're not meeting my insurance costs. They're not giving me any benefits. It's just this fixed amount and I have to meet all my expenses with it. Then she thinks of, well, at least I have money. There are a lot of people who don't have money in this world. So then she feels good again. And then she feels bad because, but I don't know how long it's going to continue. What if they tell me to go away? They can tell me to go away anytime. And my contract is ending in like 2 months. What am I supposed to do? So then she feels bad again. See the up and down that's happening. But if she visualizes money and she feels the cobwebs being blown out of her mind and she feels her level of security increasing and not decreasing, her money vibrations increasing, her worry reduces, she starts to feel the presence of money rather than the absence of money, the chances of her getting a pay raise, a permanent job, the benefits, maybe an even better permanent job, a promotion, more money increase, it just starts to happen. It increases. All of this increases because she is visualizing money being present in her life and not absent in her life. Her ups and downs, on and off, reduces. She's more up than down, and she's building all of this money energy in her because she is spending all her time visualizing and savoring the thought of money. We are going to soulmate manifestation now, and we're going to take a 2 to 3 minutes break and listen to some music. And we will come back soon, so hold on tight. Let's continue visualizing. Let's bring love into our life. Coming back soon. Yeah.
How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up, or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam-packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In the hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. Hey, your friends teaching me about how strong I got you. Only show me you can work it, baby. No problem, get on top, then get to bounce around like a low rider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Slow climb on top, ride like you're in a rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before, cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race, who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light source, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips are slow-mo on the floor when we grind. Long she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle is on, and we gon' sip to every bubble, and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'll take you to the candy shop. One more taste of what I got. I'll have to spend all you got. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer, back on the Joyful Manifestation Show. We're into soulmate manifestation now, love and sex. How is your mind doing where love is concerned? Is your mind thinking, he's not calling me, he's not texting me, oh my God, look at my phone, no messages, no phone calls, no voicemail. Hello. And we're shaking our phone. Is my phone working? Yes, it's working. Unfortunately, it's working. Otherwise, I would have had an excuse for him not calling me. Oh, my God. Oh, God, why did you make my phone work? At least if it didn't work, I had a reason. Like, okay, he didn't call me because my phone was not working, but it's working perfectly. What am I supposed to do? So all of these thoughts going on in the mind. And how many people, men and women, want to hear something from someone that they love? A text, a message, a missed call. Is that a missed call? Is that John? Yes, it's John. I'm sure it's John. No, I'm not sure it's John. Maybe it's Tom. I mean, whoever you like, correct? Fictitious John, fictitious Tom, fictitious Jake. It doesn't matter. The hope that someone is reaching out. Sometimes it becomes what I call hopeless hope. Hoping without hope. There is something like that. When you hope without hope, you're hoping, but you really don't think your hope is going to work. You don't know what you're going to do. And you're hoping without hope that something happens. And then the hope reduces, it reduces, it reduces as distance builds up. There's lack of communication. So right now you've got a communication karma going on. So there's lack of communication, there's lack of activity, You don't think you're being recognized by the person that you like. If the person is not calling you and texting you, it means he's not thinking of you. And this is the obvious conclusion that people come to in soulmate manifestation. They just know it. They just think if somebody's not contacting them, it means they're not thinking of them. But that's not true, because a person could be thinking of you. Let's bring in fictitious Jane again. Fictitious Tom is thinking of fictitious Jane. However, he may not be calling her. He may not be texting her because he doesn't know what to do right now. He could just be thinking of her. It doesn't mean he doesn't like her. It doesn't mean he doesn't love her. It doesn't mean he doesn't want her. It doesn't mean he doesn't want to sleep with her. If some time has passed, it doesn't mean that he doesn't want to marry her. Maybe he wants to live the rest of his life with fictitious Jane, but even though he's spending all this time thinking of fictitious Jane, he may not be calling her. And that's fine. That's quite okay, because everybody is not into action all the time. A lot of people are thinking of things. And so to lose hope just because someone's not calling you and just because somebody's not in touch with you, it doesn't make sense. It really doesn't make sense. You have no idea how many people I speak to, and I'm very, very good with energy. Very good with energy. I can detect energy in an instant. A person could be thinking of you and wanting to call you and wanting to talk to you and wanting to say things to you. To fictitious Jane, she may be thinking, he's not taking any action. Look at him. He just walks on by. He sees me and doesn't see me. Oh my God, Tom's not taking any action. Jake is not taking any action. It means I am really low on his list of priorities and I probably am not even there. No, fictitious Jane. They could be thinking of you all the time, even as we speak. It could be happening. Let's say you're sitting here and you're listening to my show. There's someone that you like, and that person is not contacting you and is not talking to you, is not texting you, is not asking you out on a date, is not doing anything. I want you to allow the possibility to enter your mind right now and try to tune into what I'm saying. I'm saying he could be thinking of you right now in this moment, in this instant. His mind might be on you, thinking of you, wondering what you're doing, wondering how you're feeling. Wondering what you're wearing, wondering where you're going, wondering what your activity is. He could be thinking of you. He may be thinking of reaching for that phone and calling you, texting you, wanting to hear your beautiful voice in his ears, wanting you to say something nice to him, something funny to him, something that'll make him laugh, something that will make him want you, want to touch you, kiss you. As I'm saying this to you, whether it's happening or not in real life, can you allow the possibility of what I'm suggesting right now? Can you allow it into you? Can you allow it into your mind? How does it feel when I say this? Do you feel good? Are you rejecting it right now? How do you feel? Are you able to accept words? And to take out some of the cobwebs that have developed because of not seeing anything happening for quite some time. Do you feel insecure? Or do you feel yes? And what I'm doing right now is I'm helping you to allow the possibility, however vague that possibility is. If you really think it's impossible, if you really, really think it's impossible, and it's a very vague possibility that what I'm saying is true, still tell yourself, this possibility could be utterly vague, completely vague, but I'm still going to allow it in. I'm just going to allow it in going to allow it into my being, going to allow it to play inside me, and I'm going to see how it feels and how it tastes. Now you're thinking of fictitious Tom or John or Jake calling you. And how does it feel? Do you feel good? Do you feel happy? Do you feel like you can savor the thought? Can you visualize him lifting that phone and calling you? Okay, he's using his cell phone. He's got you on a speed dial or whatever, and he's calling you. And he's doing that. And how do you feel when he does that? Do you feel happy? And if you feel happy, can you continue with this thought of fictitious Tom or John or Jake calling you? Can you allow yourself to feel better? Can you savor this thought? Or is it that you're going to feel completely distracted and go back into lack and start to remember, oh, but what is Sue saying? Okay, people call me Sue and not just Sugandhi. Oh, but what is Sugandhi saying? What is Sue saying? Is she trying to say that he's thinking of calling me, but he hasn't called me in the last 3 months? Is she off her mind? She expects me to believe that? It's going back into lack. That's letting past rule your present and then rule your future. And you can't allow past, unless it's a good past, you cannot allow the past to dictate what your future is going to be like. We're talking of basic contact right now. But for people who are thinking, okay, fine, Tom is always calling me anyway, but he's not proposing to me, or he's not asking me to move in with him, or he's not really doing anything, then you can create your dream around that part of it. He is sitting with you, holding your hand, looking into your eyes. Okay, even if he's not holding your hand and he's got his hand on your thigh. Do you think we should move in together? Do you think we should take this to the next step? What do you think we should do? I think it's time we took it to the next step. I would really like to have you in my life. Oh, I look at your eyes. I look into your eyes and your eyes. I just want to spend all my time with you. I think you're exciting. I think you're lovely. And I really want to see you every day when I open my eyes. I want you to be there. So this is something that you can visualize. And as your visuals improve and they get more refined, you add feelings to it and you feel better about it. You are basically calling what you want towards you. You're manifesting love. You're manifesting your soulmate. Whatever it is that you want, if it's sex that you want, that's fine. Maybe you're not ready for love yet. Maybe you just want to have sex for some time. Maybe you just want to go out, hang out, be friends. Whatever permutation and combination that you can think of, that's what you can call to you by allowing your visuals to work for you. We are at the end of our show today. We will be meeting again in a couple of weeks. Until then, let's just work on the ability to visualize what we want into existence, into our lives. Thank you and have a wonderful rest of the day.
The Joyful Manifestation Show is now broadcasting live on over 100 digital stations. These stations include 24 foreign stations in over 13 countries and social media websites, which include Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr. You can hear us live on iTunes, Spreaker, LA Radio FM, SoundCloud, TuneIn Radio, AHA Radio, and more. And you can always catch the podcast for the Joyful Manifestation Show on iHeartRadio, among others. Joyful Manifestation Show is heard all over the world and will take you where you want to go.